The second hour is underway of American Exposé. The pledge line would happen to be to keep this network rolling, keep this broadcast rolling. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Make your pledge and follow through with that pledge. Don't pledge without following through, listeners. Don't play games with the network. If you make a pledge, follow through with that pledge. 800-724-2719 is the pledge number, listeners. Very, very important. You want to send a donation, make sure you let them know who it is you want to send that donation to. 1015 South Mays Street, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We'll take Charles after the commercial pause. I say here, in the National Regional Survey, the responding NCSDs, national governments and LGOs, listed lack of financial support, lack of information, and lack of expertise in the three major obstacles. This response implies that NCSDs, national governments, and LGOs need greater assistance to establish national campaigns. In this past, such assistance has been provided by international LGOs such as ECLI and international assistance programs such as the UNDP Capacity 21 program. These activities will need to be expanded to overcome the obstacles to national campaigns in many countries. The respondents to the local government survey listed lack of financial support, lack of community consensus to set priorities, lack of support from national governments, and lack of information as their major obstacles. Local governments would appear to be seeking the financial assistance of national governments and the technical assistance of national campaigns. At the same time, case study analysis indicates that local governments only succeed in local Agenda 21 planning where a cooperative social and political climate exists. Follow-up interviews indicated that the implementation of local Agenda 21 action plans will require support in form of national government policy reform, in addition to the support that governments may be providing through national campaigns. Now they go to local Agenda 21 impacts 1992 through 1996. And these abbreviations, you'll have to look up for yourself. It's all on the website. The ECLI / DPCSD survey was unable to evaluate the local level impacts of local Agenda 21 planning activities. For this purpose, ECLI undertook a detailed comparative review of local practice through the documentation and evaluation of 29 case studies. The primary conclusion of this case study review is that the greatest impact of Local Agenda 21 during its first years has been to reform the process of governance at the local level so that the key requirements of sustainable development can be factored into local planning and budgeting. It's a boondoggle, people. It's a boondoggle. And Communities 21 listeners are going breakneck speed in Austin, Texas. It's your responsibility to wake up others about this. Everybody is involved in Agenda 21, whether they like it or not. None of us like it. None of us like having send our sons and daughters and fathers and mothers. I'm getting so tongue-tied here because I'm going in so many different directions. But listeners, it's so amazing how stupid we've become. We go through Vietnam. We go through Korea. Korea is still there. Vietnam's communist. Vietnam has Agenda 21 in Vietnam. And yet we're doing it again in the Middle East. Yeah. And they have Agenda 21 in Iraq, too. And Saddam Hussein was not implementing Agenda 21 at all, listeners. And that's why we had to do an invasion. Not about the euro. It's Agenda 21 in the UN system. That's what it is. We'll be back. Take Charles with us as well. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. That's Poker Face. Pokerface.com is their website. Support them. They need your support because the major outlets won't support their music. There is the consensus in place, listeners. Consensus. Dialogue to consensus. A little bit more before I take Charles. Capacity 21 program was launched in 1992 at UNCED. I believe that's UN Commission on Economic Development, I believe, UNCED, to help developing countries to build their capacity to integrate the principles of Agenda 21 into national planning and development and to involve all stakeholders in the process. The program is working in 42 countries. This is dated 1997, listeners. But the mandate of the program is to work at the national level. More recently, national governments have been asking for assistance in using more decentralized approach and in linking national and local level strategies to implement Agenda 21. Now I move down here to the International Council for Environmental Initiatives, ECLEI, ECLEI, E-C-L-E-I, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, established its local Agenda 20 initiative in January 1991 for the distinct purpose of establishing a local level implementation process for the forthcoming UN Agenda 21. In other words, all this was planned for long in advance of 1992 to reach the crescendo where we are now 13 years later. During UNCED preparatory process, ECLEI organized a series of three international meetings of local authority representatives to design and obtain national government support for local Agenda 21 effort. Since the endorsement of Local Agenda 21 and UNCED, ECLEI has provided research, technical, and or financial support to Local Agenda 21 planning activities in 20 countries. In 1994, ECLEI became a founding partner of the European Campaign for Sustainable Cities and Towns. In 1996, ECLEI established the Local Agenda 21 Africa Network and the Local Agenda 21 Latin America Network. These regional programs are providing training, information exchange, grants, and support to local authorities and to national municipal associations wishing to establish local Agenda 21 campaigns. There's more to this. The point I'm trying to make is that on May 1st of 2002, I finished doing this late show I was doing, and I'm sitting here thinking in my little office at the time. Shoot, I was in a piece of rental property that was built in 1905. It was the draftiest old building I'd ever been in. I couldn't believe it. But here I'm thinking, come on, Chris, what is this? What is all this? Come on. And it's Agenda 21. And so I found this document. This document is what I found. And I read it cover to cover. I read it until 8 in the morning. It was 2 in the morning when it started. I read it and went through it until 8 in the morning on May 1st. Local Agenda 21 survey, a study of response by local authorities and their national and international associations to Agenda 21, prepared by the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives in cooperation with the United Nations Department for Policy Coordination and Sustainable Development, dated February 1997. I'm going rather fast here, so my tongue's kind of tripping over myself here. But it's just amazing, listeners. This is the piece. If you want to wake someone up, it is the piece. It's in our local Agenda 21 survey. It's called Local Agenda 21 Survey. It's in our Agenda 21 section. Okay, let's move to Charles. Charles, sorry for waiting. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chris, I'm amazed at people. You know, I've been in this for 6.5 years, and I heard thousands of callers. If I was running this show, I would say, what are you doing to support the show or get the word out? It looks like to me people, they want to call up, talk about it, and then after the show ends, it quits right there. They forget about it until the next day.
Well, it's something to look forward to for some, I know.
Yes, it's like a horror show for them.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you're frustrated. I am. I'm very frustrated. I've been trying for 6.5 years. Now I work every day.
Uh-huh.
I was up to like 2 o'clock in the morning making this new tape, Beyond Treason.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting 40, 50 copies now. And it's hard on me and my wife, I'm on a fixed income. But these people, how could they listen to this and not support this? It's almost like they're walking dead. You fill them with information, then the next day it's erased, and they call up the same thing, and they can give you information. But I like to ask them, if these shows wasn't on the air, they would be lost.
I'm sure that's true. They have to have enough courage to call these other shows that aren't going to accept our information.
Yes.
And just ask them simple questions and sort of put them on the spot.
Yes. Well, I would ask them, what are you doing? Of course, they might say something, but if they don't, if I tell people this, if they don't get the tapes out, or everybody could afford $10 or $12. You know what I'm talking about?
Certainly.
I mean, really, there's not a man out there that calls in a day. There's not nobody that calls in a day. I bet you, but they wouldn't. I donate. I call them the Sands of Times, different shows. It's on 20, 25. I'm mm-hmm. not a rich man, but every tape I get out, there's 50 cents for me, 55 cents.
Yes.
And you know, I could probably hit a new call in the last 6 years. But I like to ask them. You know, they call in and they say, and you haven't got a donation yet. You know, how can they call in, sir? How do they have the nerve to call in and you give them this information and they don't do nothing? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm
amazed. Last week I wanted to give up so bad. I wanted to give up. I said, my wife, I said, we ain't passing no more tapes out. We're not going to do nothing no more. But I can't. My heart won't allow it, Mr. Chris.
I understand.
And you're out here pumping your heart out every day trying to help these people, and these people will not help you.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about? And then you're a gentleman, you're polite, but somebody needs to tell them what's wrong with them. They want somebody else to do it. I know Mr. Staff Miller's going through a hard time. I call other shows, too. I call Alex Jones. I call up there. But here's the thing. Somebody has to do something. If they don't want to do nothing, just leave it alone. Leave it alone.
I know where you're coming from. I understand your frustration, and I'm frustrated as well. Yeah. I came on very frustrated today. I'm there for everyone.
Yeah.
I will continue. But I won't pay to educate the public anymore.
You can't afford to.
Run myself into the ground already.
Sometimes I can only have the money to buy me tennis shoes because I worry about somebody else's kid more than they worry about it.
Well, and shame on them for not realizing what's happening to their children.
Well, I gave a lot of tapes in this parish, but nobody calls in, but they're willing to take the tape. Now, a few of them gave me $20 to buy other tapes. I gave out thousands of tapes. But I said, why don't you call in? Will you support the show? Send $10. I mean, what's $10? You know, it's a cup of coffee, a couple of soft drinks. But how can people look in the mirror, Mr. Chris, and do nothing? That's what I don't understand. That's why the Patriot Movement is dead. Nobody wants to give nothing. Nobody wants to do nothing. They all want to gripe. Maybe the United States needs to be took over by another country and they'd be put into a cell and eat rotten bologna. They don't know how to feel. They couldn't handle that. You understand?
Well, it's certainly.
There's going to be some Jap there. There's going to be some Jap there with a bowl of rice and a bayonet. And you're going to have to pick the bowl of rice or take the bayonet. But they think it's going to go on and on. Listen, we don't have much time. I've been in here 6 years.
Yeah.
I talk to police every day. I've been to the Capitol. I call politicians, which I don't, that's not, calling them, that's the enemy. But here's the thing, how these people can sit here and call and you haven't got a donation yet, I'd like to know, can they look in the mirror?
Oh, I'm sure I've received donations. It's whether I'm getting enough to keep it going. I mean, we only need $3,400, yeah.
So help me God, if I had $3,400, so help me God, I'd send it to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I really would. I mean, people's going to have to start looking at heart and do a little something. Nobody wants to be inconvenienced today. And I get upset with this because I'm tired, Mr. Chris. I'm tired.
Yes.
You know, as I'm talking, I'm running tapes out. Last night it was up to 2 o'clock in the morning getting ready for this thing. I mean, and people's going to have to do a little bit more. This is our country. This is our children. This ain't nothing to play with. We don't have much time. But they think it's going to go on and on and on. One day you're not going to be on the air, Mr. Chris.
I know.
You know? And they better take the knowledge of God and start doing something. You know, it's like this intimate domain thing. I passed out 100 copies, mailbox to mailbox. Nobody's upset about it.
What's this again?
About the intimate domain, about your property.
Oh boy. You
know, nobody's upset about it up here.
Yeah, I'm a captain.
I'm up there like a... And someone will say, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I mean, let their property be taken. Let their kids go to war and get DU. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's a real tragedy, and I understand your frustration. But once again, you can look yourself in the mirror and you can say, I'm doing my best.
Well, I couldn't go to sleep at night if I didn't do something.
Well, that's...
I want to commend you for what you're doing, and I pray for all y'all. Oh, if you have the courage, you're on the front line there. You could be picked up for this any time. These people don't understand this.
That's true.
They're calling a little phone call, oh, I've got to go newspaper ad. Well, I'd like to know, ask them, what are you doing, sir? What are you really doing? Are you really putting anything in this, or are you just listening? Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate it, Charles.
I'm sorry I'll bet you here, but I just get frustrated, Mr.
I do understand.
Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Charles. Thank you again. Lots of frustration there. I'm sure we've all felt that in the past. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. This is American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. Stay with us. Bumper music all the time. That's a little bit of a cheer up song there, listeners. Keep it going. Let's just sit back and listen to this. Bob James, huh? Well. Unfortunately, on with the show. Good stuff, though. You can play that a lot from now on. Let's move on to Dave Wilson. Dave, how are you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, did you say that piano was Bob James?
Evidently, that was Bob James, yes.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorites is George Shearing.
Well, we certainly need to play some more of that, don't we?
You bet. Chris, I just sent you an email with an attachment of the flyer for my upcoming seminar Sunday here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay.
And it's kind of titled, Are You at Risk of an Act of Terrorism by Agents of Government?
Okay.
Do you know how to lawfully assert your authority over all government agents and authorities when being asked questions of a private nature? Do you know how to respond to notices from government agencies? And do you know there are two classes of citizens and the implications of each? Do you know how to claim, reserve, and defend your God-given rights? And do you know how to claim exclusive title to your private labor? And one of the documents that I'll be presenting at this seminar is a notice of parental authority to refuse consent for vaccinations.
Which we have on our website.
I was just looking at the site and I couldn't find it.
Under solutions?
Oh, that's right.
Solutions.
That's right. We did add that, didn't we? Great.
Yeah.
Right on. You betcha. See, one reason I think that Charles is frustrated, as well as many others, And thank God for Charles. I've heard him on the air for years and years and his dedicated work. But one of the reasons I would contend of the frustration that abounds throughout the country is that people just don't know how to respond. And they don't know how to break the chains of the voluntary servitude that they have not objected to. Well, there is documentation that people can utilize in order to come out of bondage, okay?
Right.
And the first half of this thing, Sunday, is going to be educational in format that sets the stage for the actual workshop in the afternoon, teaching people how to work with these documents, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I think we're looking for a good turnout.
Okay, give the information on how people can learn more about this and contact you, Dave, or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Give the address out of the function and the date, whatever you want.
It's going to be Sunday the 21st. It's a week from, well, it's this Sunday coming up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at the Ozark Electric Co-op in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's Highway 16 West. It's just a little west of the 540 bypass. It'll be from 9 a.m. until about 6 p.m. And
okay, now repeat that again so they can all get that jotted down there, Dave.
Okay, I tell you what, I'd be happy to email this flyer to anybody that's interested if they will send me an email to Reclaimer4U. That is Reclaimer, the number 4, the letter U, at netscape.net.
Okay, repeat that.
Reclaimer, the number 4, the letter U, at netscape.net.
Okay.
And by the way, here's the definition of terrorism as a noun from the American Heritage Dictionary.
Okay.
The political use of terror and intimidation. And you know that, Chris, you know, liberty is the right to choose, but freedom results in making the right choices. But as Charlotte has pointed out, the deliberate dumbing down that's occurred in the free government schools, I think, has created the effect that they wanted.
Yes.
And people are just like in England, those people there, they never question the so-called authorities, you know. No matter what. I saw that myself, and now America's been converted to that same sort of situation, it seems to me like.
Yes.
Well, it's time to get informed, people, and break the chains of your bondage.
Amen, my friend.
Because that's one way to kill a beast. Quit feeding it.
I hear you.
When you don't have to by law.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. We have an invitation to a seminar. We'll talk about that upon our return. Okay, we're back with the broadcast. Dave, do you have a parting shot for us?
Well, I would just try to encourage everyone to become informed at least enough so that you can reclaim your American birthright and quit laying off the responsibility for your existence on the government.
And give that direction out for people to attend your seminar on the 21st.
It's Fayetteville, Arkansas, at the Ozark Electric Co-op building. It's at 3641 Weddington Drive. That's Highway 16 West. And that's just a little bit west of the 540 bypass, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Dave.
God bless and take take good care.
Thank you very much. You too. Reclaimer, the number 4, the letter U, at netscape.net. That's Reclaimer, the number 4, the letter U, at netscape.net. Here's an invitation to a seminar. The Government of Mexico, the World Water Council, and the Secretariat of the Fourth World Water Forum cordially invite us to attend the seminar, Local Actions for a Global Challenge. Seminar at the World Water Week in Stockholm will be the opportunity to present the latest progress towards the Local Actions for a Global Challenge theme of the forum, particularly from the regional, thematic, and ministerial viewpoints. And they say the seminar will also be the opportunity for the other seminar conveners at the World Water Week to present the specific results of their seminars so as to use this week as a key stepping stone towards the Fourth World Water Forum on March 20, 2006. This is dated Thursday, August 25th, 2005, at the Stockholm City Conference Center. So what's the point here? And I really wish Darren had called in today. This is for our country, Darren, not... Oh, geez. He's doing tremendous research. When they control the food and the water, there's not much we can do at this point. And that's our big battle, listeners. The control of the food and water is well underway. Farmers have been paid for decades not to plant. Why do you think that is? There's a plan here, people. The plan is to take what we have in America and this is the bottom line. They want to eliminate a whole bunch of people in the world. However, it is done. And we're going to try and get this document up, and I believe it's a document. We're going to put it up there anyway that Larry sent. Hopefully tonight we'll have it up there, as I can't impose on Darren all the time. It says the Security Council of the UN will inform all nations that outmoded notions of national sovereignty will be discarded and that the Security Council has complete legal, military, and economic jurisdiction in any region in the world, and that this will be enforced by the major nations of the Security Council. Now, keep people, China is on the Security Council. We have products made in communist China on our shelves. We have sea crate containers coming to this country uninspected mostly. Now, could there be a Chinese military here right now? There's no denying the fact that it could be a reality. That's why it's so imperative to get awake and aware. It says the Security Council of the UN will take possession of all natural resources, including the watersheds and great forests, to be used and preserved for the good of the major nations of the Security Council. How selfish is this, listeners? The Security Council of the UN will explain that not all races and people are equal, nor should they be equal. The Security Council of the UN will explain that not all races and peoples are equal, nor should they be. Well, sovereignty in the world is there for a design and a reason. Integration was never that important. Integration has been crammed down our throats. Everyone is sovereign to live where they want, or should have wanted to live, put it that way. I don't know what to tell you, listeners. The whole setup scenario is well engineered. There's more poor today in 2005 than there has been in any time in history. There's been more wars since the inception of the UN system than any time in human history. That is for a reason. It is going on for a reason. And for people not to understand this is a true shame. And I understand everyone's frustration. I realize that this is the way it is. And you go to our website and you can see much ability to be frustrated over. Much ability to be frustrated over. The Minnesota Sustainable Communities Network. Minnesota Sustainable Communities. Toward a Sustainable Washington. Transportation and Sustainable Communities. That ECLE document I was talking about earlier is very, very revolutionary in its directions from 1997. Here we are almost 10 years later. And it says here, the purpose of this document is to demonstrate that action delayed could well be fatal. All could be lost if mere opposition by minor races is tolerated and unfortunate vacillations of our closest comrades is cause for our hesitations. Open declaration of intent followed by decisive force is the final solution. This must be done before any shock hits our financial markets, tarnishing our credibility and perhaps diminishing our force. Well, it's been predicted that we've got some major problems right now, tomorrow. And could something be engineered out of this tomorrow? The border problem has been chronicled as to be violence down there, which is very easy to predict and see and happen. So keep all this in mind as we try to do the right thing for our country. You've got to do your best to understand what Agenda 21 is all about, because understanding this is our responsibility. So you see, transportation and sustainable communities, from the transportation and science technology, National Science and Technology Council, the NSTC, all this is very, very well chronicled on our website. Partnerships, national partnerships. The vision, a transportation system that meets the needs for mobility and accessibility while balancing the current and long-term goals of economic growth, environmental quality, and social equity. The goals, to integrate and coordinate existing research agendas, to minimize duplication and research gaps while optimizing support for a sustainable transportation system, develop improved technical tools and models to analyze the impacts of transportation activities on both the natural and social environment. Under the title Outcomes Sustainability, whenever you hear that word sustainability, watch out. They say sustainability may be considered a matter of degree or as movement along a continuum with various measures used to assess progress. What gobbledygook is that? Among the outcomes to which this initiative will contribute are the following stated in the DOT FY Fiscal Year 1999 Performance Plan. Reduce on-road mobile source emissions by 2% from 1999 to 2000, or a target of 62.7 million tons as compared to the 1996 baseline of 65.9 million tons. Now what is this? Scientific confusion. That's all it is, scientific confusion. If they're so concerned about pollution from vehicles, why in the hell have they been spraying on us for years? If they're so concerned about pollution, why have they been spraying on us for years? I've seen the spraying. Most of you have seen the spraying. Aerosol operations. Oh, man. It goes on and on. There's no end to this stuff. This is why it's important for everyone to drop everything they're doing, and study Agenda 21. CAFTA, part of Agenda 21. NAFTA, part of Agenda 21. I'm about to lose my voice. So, if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 800-313-9443. My voice is losing me today, listeners. So, now's the time to do it. Call in. Oh, boy. Maybe we'll just do this for today. Let's listen to Joseph McCarthy. Remember Joseph McCarthy listeners?
Is not, cannot be.
Well, I guess it's not working.
A war between America's two great political.
Oh, okay. I can't hear it.
Certainly the millions of loyal Americans have long voted the Democrat ticket. Love America just as much. They hate communism just as much as the average Republican. I'm not going to discuss politics tonight. I am going to discuss the war in which we've been engaged for 105 years. War declared by Karl Marx in 1848, redeclared and brought down to date by Lenin, again redeclared by Stalin, and again redeclared by the Kremlin the last 5 or 6 weeks. Keep in mind also, my good friends, that as of tonight, we are not winning this war. Keep in mind that 106 years ago, this war was declared, you could number the acts of communists on the fingers of both your hands. 97 years later, 1945, you couldn't number them on the fingers of both your hands. The number then was 180 million human souls. As of tonight, the 17th day of March, 1954, just 8 years later, the figure is not 180 million. As of tonight, the figure is 800 million people. 800 million people in communist slavery. My good friends, no brutalitarian force has ever achieved that success before in the history of this world. Christianity in 2,000 years has not done that before. Let's keep in mind, my good friends, this is something not far from you, people in this audience here tonight. Now, let's get down, if we may, to what we're doing about it today. As you know, some of us in Washington have been sent down there, unlike that grand old man of the Senate, great Democrat Pat McCarran, and like Bill Jenner and others, have been trying slowly dig out, expose to the public view those who would destroy this nation. You will see, first thing today, all-out attempt to marshal the forces of the opposition, using not merely the communists, the fellow travelers, the deluded liberals, the eggheads, and some of my good friends in both the Democrat and Republican parties, who can become heroes overnight in the eyes of the left-wing press. They will join in the join with the jackal pack. But you will find the all-out attempt to try and curb the powers of the investigating committee. Change the rules, if you please. Make it tougher to investigate communists than it is to expose crooks and dishonest. When you hear this clamor, as you're hearing it today, ask yourself this question. Why should it be more difficult? Why should it be made more difficult? Why should the rules be different? Exposing treason and exposing crooks. I would like to tonight, if you don't mind, I'd like to give you the name of some of the individuals who have appeared before our one-man committee. And keep in mind, you talk about a one-man committee. As far as my committee is concerned, we've never held a single hearing objected to by a single senator on the committee. I would like to pick at random the names of 20, if I may. Let me tell you what happened to those 20. All of them, the time they appeared for our committee, the time they were subpoenaed, and they were ordered to appear, they were either working for the government or they were working in defense plants which were handling secret and top secret work. All of them, after they appeared before the committee, either fired or let's run through the names. W. Powell, Robert Goodwin, Edward Rothschild, Nathaniel Mills, Henry Archdeacon, Donald Morrill, Quetelet Pierce, Pierre Persky, R. Levine, Alexander Gregory, Theodore Pappas, Victor Bowles, Irving Perez, that's the name I imagine is familiar, Sidney Friedlander, Robert Northrop, Arthur Owens, Joseph Gebhardt, Emmanuel Fernandez, Gordon Belgrave, Dewey Bashir, Theo Kantrowitz. I just picked those at random, my good friends, to give you an idea of the some of the people who would still be in government tonight or in defense plans if the left-wingers had their way, that they could not have been dug out before the so-called one-man committee. I'd like to read to you very briefly from a document, and you try and guess what this is as I read from it. Can you? And guess what this is reading? Page 15. So we must take part in any fight between Eisenhower and McCarthy. I'm not quoting this verbatim, I'm paraphrasing it, just too long to read. We've been derelict in our duty, not having taken part in those fights.
Too late now.
Now I quote verbatim. We must direct the sharpest fire on any given issue against McCarthy. But we must be careful not to appear to support Eisenhower either. Who would get the idea? We must enter the fight with Sam, Helen, and McCarthy. Careful, don't play Ike. So they don't like Ike either. Then they define the method of the fight against the committee's digging out coming. They say refer to it as a struggle against witch hunting investigation of the McCarthy-McCarran type of congressional committee. Defend the victims of McCarthyism. Then, in addition, there is the important direct attack upon McCarthy himself. Then they give the three aims, one of the three aims of the quote, collect an anti-McCarthy Congress by defeating every McCarthy-McCarranite candidate, especially singling out for defeat those who are incumbents by electing a powerful block of conscious and determined fighters against McCarthyism. They're very nonpartisan. They'd say defeat the McCarran type of Democrat, the McCarthy type of Republican. Who do you think has said this? September 1953, the main report delivered at the National Conference of the Communist Party of the United States of America. That's the party line. Who set this party line? According to this communist booklet, it's Mr. Andrew Stevens. I would like to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that there is no Andrew Stevens. There is no Andrew Stevens. I would like to challenge that Communist Party. Set down the line to be followed by all communists throughout the United States. I would like to challenge them to tell us who this secret communist is, who is so high in the party, and set the line for the National Conference of the Communist Party 1953. Of course, they won't do that. I might say the American people very, very much surprised, I'm sure, if you knew the identity of Andrew Stevens. There's only one Communist Party. The Communist Party that puts out this pamphlet setting the line for the communists in the United States is the same Communist Party as the one that tells Fifth Amendment communists how they should testify. It's the same Communist Party, if you please, that ordered American boys have their hands wired behind their backs and their brains blown out with communist machine guns. It's one and the same party, my good friend. And there are those who say, well, it's all right to dig them out, but oh, we don't like your men. My good friends, up to this date, up to this very moment, none of those who have said they don't like the method have told us any other method they could use, it would be effective. And when you hear them crying that they don't like the method, I suggest that you ask them when and where they ever exposed the communists by their method. They say, you don't treat them like gentlemen? I'd like to ask them, take the 20 whom I've named here. They don't give a general statement, my good friend. Say, pick out one of those cases. Tell us where we ever mistreated any of those innocent. It's so easy to make those mistakes. When they say you don't treat them like gentlemen, while we do, I might say that if we did not, I would not cry for them. Treasurers are not gentlemen, my good friend. They don't understand being treated like gentlemen. May I say to you, my good friends, tonight, the American people, I don't care. I don't give a tinker's dang how high or how low, people in either the Republican or Democrat party, either party, are unhappy about our method. This fight is going to go on as long as I am in the United States Senate. I've often been asked by some of my friends why I continue this contest, and times the odds seem very high against you. But 20 years ago, wasn't that? 25 years. I was a chicken farmer back in Wisconsin. Since then, I have been given, I think, the highest honor that people of a nation can give any man, namely the job of representing them in the United States Senate. This nation, this country has been very good to me. I'm extremely lucky also in that I have a wife who is interested in this fight and is willing to take all the abuse off. I may say that the only way that I can repay my nation, the only way that I can keep faith to the people who have given me that high honor of manning the watchtowers of this nation, is to continue this fight, regardless of how deep the scars may be, regardless of how rough the fight may get. I know that you, the members of the Irish Fellowship Club of Chicago, who believe me when I tell you that this fight is not going to stop.
Well, there you have it, listeners. I'm out of words. Go to Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter Roman Numeral 4. It's on the website. Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States, listeners. Agenda 21 is the epitome of communism in America and the rest of the world. Good night and good evening. God bless you all.